he continued, telling me,
"From you, I want perfect conformity to my will, in such a way that your will may be undone within mine, and absolute detachment from everything, so much so that I want all that is earth to be considered by you as dung and rot, which one is horrified by just looking at. And this because even if one had no attachment to earthly things, by just having them around and looking at them, they cast a shadow over the celestial things and prevent the fulfillment of that mystical marriage which I promised you. Even more, I want that, just as I was poor, you also imitate me in poverty. You must consider yourself in this bed as a little poor one. The poor are content with whatever they have, and they first thank me, and then their benefactors. The same for you. Go along with whatever is given to you without asking for this or that, which might be a hindrance in your mind, but with holy indifference, without thinking of whether it might do good or bad, comply with the will of others." This cost me very much at the beginning, especially because of the obediences that the confessor would give me. I don't know why, he wanted me to take quinine, and I was given the obedience that as many times as I would throw up, so many times was I to take food again. Now, quinine would whet my appetite, and sometimes I would feel quite a bit of hunger. I would take food, and immediately after taking it, and at times in the very act of taking it, I would be forced to bring it up because of the continuous retching. And so I would remain with the same hunger as before. The word poor, which Jesus had spoken to me, would not allow me to dare to ask for anything. And I myself would feel ashamed to ask, thinking to myself, "What will the family say? She has just vomited, and now she wants to eat?" So I would remain content with being able to offer something to my dear Jesus. However, this did not last for a long time, but about 4 months. One day the Lord told me, "Repeat to him the request for the obedience not to take quinine, and not to take food so many times, for I will give him light." So the confessor came and I told him, and he said to me, "So as not to show uniqueness, from now on, I want you to take food only once a day." And he also suspended the quinine. So I remained more quiet, and the hunger went away, but the vomiting did not cease. That one time in which I would take food, I was forced to bring it up. Sometimes the Lord told me to ask for the obedience not to eat, but the confessor never gave me this obedience. He would say to me, "It doesn't matter if you throw up. It is another mortification." But I would tell this to Jesus, and he would say to me, "I want you to ask the question, but with holy indifference. I want you to go along with whatever the obedience tells you." And so I continued to do.